right, 6:42 on this Tuesday morning, and as I have been saying since we came on the air, it is Giving Tuesday after all that crazy buying since Black Friday last week. And today's a special day for a lot of nonprofits, especially the Golden Key Center for Exceptional Children here in Canton. And we have on our WHBC Newsline right now Operations Director Gina Benevich. Good morning, Gina.
Hi, Pam. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Boy, this is a big day for you guys. First of all, for people who may not know what the Golden Key Center for Exceptional Children is, explain that to them.
Sure. We are a non-public school for special needs. We serve preschool from ages 3 to 5, and then school age, kindergarten through 8th grade, for students on the autism spectrum and with other cognitive disabilities.
All right. And the Golden Key Center has been around for a little while, and you guys have grown and grown and grown. And that's kind of what leads us to today. What are you guys doing for Giving Tuesday?
Absolutely. We have grown. We started out as a child care center for both typical developing and those with special needs. And now we are this full school that we're serving over 100 students, both here locally in the Stark County area, but also some students in the Tuscarawas County area. And because of our demand and what we see within our community and our community needs, we are looking to expand our building here on 30th Street to allow for us to serve more students on the autism spectrum and those with cognitive disabilities. It simply is just going to grow our enrollment by 30% if we can make this happen. And that's why we're doing Giving Tuesday, because we're kicking off our fundraising efforts to expand this building. It's a $2 million capital campaign, and we need everybody's help to make that happen. And we feel that we're a pretty viable organization within the community that allows for us to do something that isn't really happening too much within our area. So we provide a lot of services to our students that they don't often get in other locations, and it provides more of that one-on-one education that we know is proven to help them thrive later in life.
And you know, Gina, we know that this is because you have a waiting list and there is more demand, but it's also an expansion for physical services too, right?
Absolutely. So one of the great things that we'll be able to do is provide a space dedicated to functional living skills. So the classrooms obviously is the priority, because that's what we are. We are a school that provides that education and intervention. But you know, physical, functional life skills is something that is so important to our students. So many times we, and I can speak, you know, on behalf of parents, we kind of forget that step with the students with the on the autism spectrum, that they too have the abilities to do some things. They just need a little bit slower approach to it. So with the functional living school room, we'll be able to teach life skills. Then we're going to have a physical education area for our gym. Currently, our gym is an open space. We used to be a bowling alley many, many, many years ago. And our gym is located in a very low ceiling room that doesn't allow for, you know, basic physical education type classes. And our gross motor skills will be able to improve for our students as well.
Yeah, you guys have done a lot with a little, that's for sure. And
yes.
Talk about how folks can make a donation if they want to do that.
Absolutely. So today, it's a social media drive. What Giving Tuesday is globally. You step onto our Facebook page, Golden Key School, and you'll be able to find our donation page. You can also go through PayPal. You can find Golden Key School again there, and you can make a donation. Or you can simply call us at 330-493-4400 and, you know, pay Visa, MasterCard, Discover. Send a check made payable to the Golden Key Center for Exceptional Children. Whatever, you know, we're happy to take it. Give me a call personally. I'll happily take your donations. $2 million is a lot for a little organization, but we know it's going to benefit the community on a far greater spectrum.
And you have an anonymous donor who's willing to match some donations.
Yes, we do. We were pleased to hear that they were willing to match up to $20,000 for today. So we need that $20,000. So if we can get as many people out there, I promise you our organization does change lives. It does make an impact right here in Stark County, and it the money stays here. And that's, you know, I know that we always be looking for that. WHBC is a wonderful proponent of the making sure that local dollars stay locally. And I promise you that's what is happening here at the Golden Key Center for Exceptional Children.
Awesome. And I'm going to post all this on our website, and folks can check out more information there and see how to donate as well. I wish you the best of luck, Gina, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Pam. Thanks, everyone. Have a great Christmas holidays.